That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. It's a ramble. My shirt is my friend. If you guys are watching on the Patreon, my friend Ophir's brand in Florida called Ophi.
Oh, I like it. It's so cute. It's really cute.
Is it an orange or it's an orange and a pumpkin?
He's an
right?
orange. It's called Ophi, OFY. It's really dope.
That's so really cool. Awesome.
Anyways, we have so much to talk about.
We have Lauren, so much to talk about. Oh, wait. Lauren's going to start. I have nothing to update you guys on.
Well, no. I was going to say Lauren sent us a sick TikTok video.
Anytime, ladies.
Okay, wait. Actually, Andrea's going to play the sound so you guys can know exactly what we're talking about. And then we'll go into the conversation.
Okay, perfect.
No two people can like each other exactly the same amount. Like, that is impossible. Which means that in any relationship, one person likes the other person more and the other person likes the other person less.
Damn.
It's inevitable. That can change. That can go up and down. There are different gaps and things like that. But you can't ever be permanently equal. This person is the adorer. This person is the adored. There's actually pros and cons to both positions. One position isn't necessarily better than the other. And most people, not just women, most men and women want to be the adorer. People don't think that they do, but they want to be the adorer because the adorer gets to be with the one they love, and what better experience is that? They're the one who get to have the emotional experience in the relationship. They get to wonder about what that person is doing when they're not around. They need to get excited when their phone rings and that person is on the phone. Or, what's going on? I'm nervous that he hasn't called or she hasn't texted. People often want that kind of, we call it romance, but that emotional experience when it comes to their relationships. On the other hand, the adored doesn't really have that. Mm-hmm. The adored, this person gets to be with the one they love. This person gets to be loved by the one they're with. It's a different experience.
Yeah.
And this happens to both men and women. But it's hard for women to be the adored because it's kind of just, you have to sit there and you don't really feel anything.
Yeah.
A lot of people say when they get that, yeah, he's a nice guy, but I just felt something was missing.
Yeah, the chemistry.
Amazing. So now that you guys have heard it, I don't know who this guy is. I haven't done research on who just spoke. So I don't know if this is valid or not.
It's just one man's opinion.
Just one man's opinion we found on TikTok. Mm-hmm. We are too lazy to go into it. So grain of salt. But it is a huge topic of discussion that we had, and I think it's interesting, between the adorer and the adored. Mm-hmm. And we started to think about how are we or how would we be in relationship. And I feel like you should kick it off, Lauren, since you've
okay.
Been.
Well, I just thought it was very interesting because I always think,
Lauren's like, I think that I'm always the adored. So.
I think that I am. I feel like I am honestly always the adored, but I don't intentionally go looking for that. Like, I would enjoy being the adored, but I feel like as a woman, it's very hard to have a stable, healthy relationship while being the adorer.
By being the adorer or being the
No, she said the adorer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
why? Wait, but elaborate.
That guy's saying it's best for the woman to be an adorer because that means that she gets more fulfilled romantically.
I agree.
Well, he said whoever is the adorer, doesn't matter if you're a woman, man. Or
but no,
they,
he does. He says that the it's
oh, he said the woman.
Yeah, he says
I haven't listened to it since this weekend. So.
Okay, well, he says typically it's women are more satisfied. By being
yeah,
the
because
adored.
They're like la-di-da, whatever, bored if they're the bored. Adored.
I would argue that would be for anyone who's in that position.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But I feel like, you know, have a trusting relationship. You obviously would like to be the adored. I don't know. It's just hard to be in a relationship while you're always chasing.
Okay, can we back it up 1 second? Yeah. I think we should have started here, actually. Do we think this is true? Because I think let's start there. Because okay. I think it's possible for two people. Maybe you fluctuate throughout.
He
you guys
says that you
more.
Do fluctuate.
You fluctuate,
fluctuate yeah, throughout. But I also have witnessed and sat with and had dinner with many couples who feel pretty equal.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I don't know if I buy it completely. What do you
think? Well, I am kind of, it would be kind of interesting to get Jared on here and talk about it because I would be like, well, Jared, obviously I'm the adorer in our relationship.
Do you think that, Ash, for sure?
Yes. Yes.
Always, or does it fluctuate for you guys?
Well, obviously it fluctuates. I'd say even like when we actually started dating, he probably was the adorer. And then I probably just switched back to me.
So do you like being the adorer, self-proclaimed adorer?
Actually, after listening to what the guy said, it didn't make it seem like being the adorer is like as stereotypically, I think like you wouldn't want, like when you first think of it, you're like, oh, I don't want to be the adorer because you're taught, or at least Lauren and I were taught, like the man should always like you a little more. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I think that for me, it probably is best to be the one that, I think for me personally, it probably is best that I'm like, always feel like I'm chasing him a little bit. And he even kind of jokes like that. He's like, I'll never let the chase die.
Oh, that's fun though.
Oh, Jared
he's like,
that.
I'm always going to make you like make you work for it. Yeah. Like he always,
he's a little sinister shit over there.
Oh yeah. Well, you know it. So,
wow. But it's funny, Ashley, because that's the exact opposite of what I feel like I've been taught, which is men always like the chase, or that's something that I would always hear often.
Men like the chase, but you know that you and I love the chase too.
This is so crazy. Yeah. I feel like I'm getting so confused because
but mom,
like, what do we want as women here? What do we want?
Yeah. Well, I obviously want to be adored.
Yeah,
but I also want to adore. I want it to be equal. I was about to say I want Beyonce and Jay-Z because I think of power couple, right? I think that you don't have to settle. I think that I can have it all. But then I even look at that and I'm like, of course that fluctuates.
Of course
there's times where Queen B is probably more in a Jay and he's more in her. I mean, I don't know. I don't fucking know them, but
yeah, we don't know them. But I wonder, I feel like, yeah, a couple can always say, yeah, we like each other equally, but there are thoughts in our heads that we do not express to our partners. And sometimes you think they're so fucking annoying, but you'll never say it.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Well, that's basically it. Sometimes I'm looking at him with great disdain, but he'll never know it. And then so he's probably thinking, I'm the adored today. It's like, you're not.
The cover of the New Yorker today is it's a fascinating article I think we should do a podcast on, and it's about how a friendship dies when your friend has a kid.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
So that popped up in my head, and it's a fascinating article. And I've lived this so many times now,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I guess when they turn three, it's like the most, like your friends are like kind of absolutely gone. But then obviously when they turn into kids, your friends kind of come back. But there is
back.
Like a moment of darkness. But anyways, the reason why I thought
it's
of that was because when you were, you should read it, Ash. When you were talking, I was thinking about how I wonder if Ashley was so busy, or if the two of us, Lauren, lived in Rhode Island, if it would matter as much if Jared did all the things.
It wouldn't.
Yeah, the reason why I brought that up is because I'm going to share with you guys a couple of guys I'm talking to. But Brian, you know, who does my makeup. We love Brian. Brian's done Ashley's makeup too. But he's like one of my besties. And I was talking to him about one of the guys I'm interested in. And as you guys know, there's a strike right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like sort of feeling really internal, like a lot of internal conflict about the communication. And he was like, Naz, if you were working on the Emmys right now,
you would not
not even notice. And I was like, fuck,
you're so right. Yeah.
Like, you're so right.
Brian coming in with the facts. Just wrapping up the adored versus adore conversation.
We have to really get into it.
There's so much more. I just want to say again, on the surface, I think every person wants to be the adored in the relationship. But I think that what this TikTok does is make
you
seem like it's actually best if there's one or the other.
Lauren, I want to hear more about like your actual experience, because all my shit's hypothetical. I obviously want to be adored and I need to feel safe. You guys know I have anxious attachment. I'm like leaning more towards secure, but there are still a lot of things that make me anxious. But I know 100%, Ashley, because I'm an Aries and because of the way I am, if I don't feel that little bit of chase, yeah. I think I would get so bored. Yeah. Truly.
Very good analysis. So I'm now fucked. I'm going through all of my relationships, and every relationship I've been in that I have been adored has lasted longer than 2 years. And the one that I was the adorer never
fucked.
Really came to fruition, and also was the one I was cheated on for real cheated on. Mm. So I think it's just honest, if you're looking for long-term security, I think the woman being adored is best.
I have a whole other point to make.
But Ashley's obviously different.
The opposite.
Yeah, the opposite.
No. I'm wondering if it really is equal, but one person's more vocally adoring. Because, like, look at Dad and I. Dad and I are so much more, like, vocally adoring.
Yeah, like, your dad's always like, Andrea, I love you. Yeah,
mom
and your
never
mom loves him.
Like, mom literally, mom is like, loves
just
Dad.
Lays
is
there
a perfect match.
Accepts
but
it.
She,
yeah.
like, never does that.
Wait, yeah. That's a beautiful distinction and nuance that you've brought to light, because my father is so vocally, like, over smothering almost, even with me, where it's like, this is too much. And my mom, probably because of that, it's like you're just magnetically repelled to, like, not even, there's no space for you to love almost.
Yeah.
Support from today's episode comes from Jenny Kane. And it's perfect timing because, well, fall is on its way. I'll let these two fall people talk about why they're obsessed with their Jenny Kane fall sweaters.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just like to be very cozy all the time and show as little bit of my arms as possible. So hello, Jenny Kane comes in with a clutch.
See, I just like the luxurious cashmere. First of all, I just love saying cashmere. I love how it feels on my skin. And I love looking effortless. Like anything that can make you look like you're not trying hard is for me, especially when it comes to fall.
Yeah, if you can be comfy and look put together. And I'm going to say the Nicole Richie era that everyone's in of just looking like very effortlessly like old money. Jenny Kane is where you want to start when you start building that kind of classy wardrobe.
I feel like that was very millennial of you to say Nicole Richie. But but not Sophia. I feel like Sophia's the
Because I knew I said it wrong. Because I knew I was wrong when I was saying
Nicole
Richie.
Did you mean Sophia?
I meant to say Sophia.
Okay. Oh my God. I feel bad for Nicole now.
No, she's fucking
fine. Nicole's always going to be number one in like our hearts. But Sophia is like the it girl.
That's who I meant to say.
So does she wear like sweaters like this?
She is just she is like the quintessential like classic style.
Yeah,
okay. Classic style. So exactly, if you want to look like Sophia Richie, Jenny Kane is for you. I was talking about cashmere before. I just want to let you guys know that the sweater that I have is the Flynn cashmere sweater. It's like a perfect everyday V-neck. And the cashmere Francis Polo actually is like a really cool vintage inspired staple. I love wearing that one too. But they actually have them now in new shades. And I mean, I've been like adding those to my cart every freaking day.
Add to cart. So find your forever pieces at jennykane.com. And our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use Get It 15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order, JenniKane.com. And the promo code is Get It 15. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
Okay, this actually brings up a great point that I want to ask the both of you, because if you are the adorer and you're adoring so much, are you even leaving space for the adored to adore you? I couldn't help but wonder. Came into my head because my dad is so, I love him, obviously. Mm. He's so smothering that I'm like, there's not even space for my mom to return it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Yeah.
Cause like he's all, cause like in, just like to make it, to just to like make it painted a picture. If somebody's always touching the other person, how
that's
is
true.
The other person supposed to touch the other person? Because they're already being touched.
Ashley, can we do a social experiment? I don't know.
You want me to not touch Jared?
I want
give
not
him a compliment
even
all week?
Not touch, but if you are willing and capable, for the next week on Monday, it'd be interesting to see if you didn't say the things you normally did as much. Obviously, you still will be like, I love you, good night, or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you didn't reach out as much, I'd be so, I mean, it would inevitably work. He would inevitably fill that space. And it would, you would be astounded probably, because this is how energy
works. I
thought
about doing that before too, which is hilarious.
That definitely is a thing. I mean, obviously we want what we can't have. So it's just like, and it's just putting that into practice.
So
like
actually,
Hunter's been gone for like
week?
10 days and I was so excited for him to come home.
Yeah.
And like, if it was another time, it wouldn't have been that way.
Cause the space, yeah. Ashley, can you do it for a week or no?
Yeah.
Can you not say like, I miss you, or like let him do whatever he wants. Just be like, yeah, play golf. I don't care. Like literally don't care.
Literally don't care.
Literally
she's
don't
like,
care.
I can't do it. I can't.
I can. I'm just wondering if he's going to notice after a week. Like, I wish it was a week where like we were home all the time, or like there was like, say we went on, say we're like on vacation. I didn't say anything. Yeah. Like I didn't seem caring. Like I wasn't like,
your hair,
are you
looks
okay?
Good.
Yeah. Or like, are you feeling like, I always am asking him he's okay. Cause like,
I think you guys know I'm really big into like energy and stuff. Oh, I have to tell you about what I learned at Esalen, the Enneagram. Do you guys know your Enneagram?
Uh-huh. I need to do the test again, but mine was right.
I'm gonna give it to you. It takes
really?
5 minutes. You have to
anyway. Do it. Yeah.
Ashley, I think if you did it on an energetic level, even if you didn't say anything, I think people feel it. Like, I truly, it's a feeling.
See,
it's not like,
so
you
like
have
how
to
am I
say,
supposed to
yeah,
how am I supposed to quantitate it?
You just, whenever you want to, like, you'll know that feeling whenever you're like, like, I love you, Jared, or whatever. Like, just don't, just pause and don't. That's how
okay.
you do it.
All right, you want me to report back in 1 week
yeah.
from now?
Yes. Okay, I want you to at least a good goal, because obviously you're not going to pull it back forever. A good goal would be like 3 times. Maybe just try it 3 times when you want to, and just don't.
Okay.
You can see her wheels turning. She's stressed. Okay. But really, the bottom line of this entire conversation is, who is more adored, Timothy or Kylie? Okay.
Yo, this is like, people are triggered by
people
this.
Are triggered.
Triggered.
And I saw
why? Weird. Lauren said it's a Super Bowl, and I couldn't.
Yeah,
imagine
I love them
else.
Together.
Yeah,
but I'm just.
I have
think
no
it's
personal preference. I actually think it doesn't make sense to me. But
this is what
I love it.
It's amazing. People are so triggered by it because they're expecting him to be with a tall, straight up and down, like theater someone. I don't know. And then they're all worried. I saw this funny thing. Hold on. I saved it to tell you guys this. It says, Kylie is exactly Timothy's type. I don't know why you art hoes are crying on here. Like, no one told y'all to get a bob and a in a tote bag. Which is so true. Like, you thought he would be with a girl with a bob or a pixie cut in a tote bag.
That's not, no. Okay, so for me, this whole relationship made me question whether or not I truly know Kylie Jenner in the way that I think I know her. Mm-hmm. And I think perception is reality. And I look at Timothée Chalamet, someone who literally on SNL, you know, Chloe Fine would be like, I'm Timothée Chalamet. Mm-hmm. And like, I speak French. And like, he just like dips in and out of French, and seems presenting highly intellectual and takes on, you know, these crazy roles. And he's going to be a young Bob Dylan in a biopic. And he's been in, you know, Dune. And he is so introspective that for me, I'm like, where is the mental attraction between
we don't
and
know.
Kylie?
Miley doesn't. Miley? Miley? I guess I would see him
Miley's
with Miley.
Having a
Miley.
Moment, too,
but,
though.
Miley's having a moment.
I think that we don't really know Kylie. I think that's what it is.
What I'm saying.
She puts on this face. I'm like, why do we all think she's a dummy? She's obviously not a dummy. She obviously is very intellectual and very smart. So just because she's hot and has curves doesn't mean that she is what we all think she is.
Who do you think is the adorer and the adored in this relationship?
I think she's adoring him based on body language.
Mm. Okay.
Lauren, do you remember when mom like went through that era with Mrs. Avil where like, one, they wouldn't let us eat anything with food coloring when we were kids. And then two, she was like, Teflon is the devil.
Of course.
We don't realize that like Teflon is not good. So it's like the original nonstick thing, but it's toxic. It's not good at all. So we have this new cookware
Caraway, and they have nonstick kitchenware. Lauren and I have the bakeware. Naz has the cookware, and it is made from, it's a non-toxic, chemical-free ceramic coating, which means that the food can be prepared with peace in mind that you're not getting any hard to pronounce chemicals like leaching into your healthy ingredients. And in addition, Caraway, we are obsessed with because it has like this gorgeous aesthetic. It comes in different colors. I have the olive green. Pretty. It really makes your food look more appetizing.
And if
you're serving it to other people, it also is like, oh, this person like put like heart
this is
and
new.
Care
this
into
isn't
this.
From 30 years ago and passed down from generation to generation.
Oh my God. There's nothing grosser than like, I got my caraway.
I see what you're talking about.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
Already.
I had pots that my mom handed down for me, and I'm like, is this 100 years old? It looked like an antique. It looked 100 years old.
Yeah.
I personally love caraway. One, because the aesthetic, because you guys know that I barely cook, so
when I know, have it on so my it's oven. Really just for looks for her, but it's okay. For us, Lauren and I actually use it.
Well, that's not, but I do make eggs, and I will say that I make eggs, and I will say that I'm very into having like a protein, a fat, and a carb for every meal. So I have 6 meals a day, and my fat is typically like an oil or a butter, of course. But we all know that when you're cooking, when you don't have a pot like Caraway, you're using like an excess amount of avocado oil or whatever the spray is, or vegetable oil or whatever it is. And when I use Caraway, their naturally slick ceramic surface means that I get to use like minimal oil or butter. Mm-hmm. And it cleans so easily, which to me is just supreme.
The only time I would ever attempt, honestly, to cook as well is when fall is coming and when I'm making my Halloween little skeleton boys or my like Halloween zombie pumpkin cupcakes. So now I'm also very happy to have something fresh and clean to make my Halloween decor desserts with. So anyways, if you guys want to try Caraway, visit carawayhome.com/get it to take advantage of the limited time offer of 10% off your next purchase. The deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/get it or use the code get it at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
Before, because I feel like we have so much to talk about, but we need to get into something bigger pop culture wise that Ashley I have to have Ashley's opinion on, which
here we go.
Unless you don't want to talk about it.
I was going to not talk about it. Okay. I feel like this is my moment.
Too close to
like,
home.
Yeah,
look at you just
really
pulling back already. You're so good at it.
You didn't even bring up the title. I just know what it is.
We already know. We all know. It's Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner's divorce. Okay, well, we're going to keep moving on then.
Yeah.
I love you.
I mean, yeah, let's just not.
I love it for you.
I'm getting messages. People are like,
we're waiting to hear your
take.
Your take, yeah.
We're waiting with bated breath.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just say it's really sad, and I think this whole Teams thing that's going on social media is kind of ridiculous.
Because Timothée Chalamet and Kylie were recently seen for the second time publicly at the U.S. Open, I actually got to go to the U.S. Open. Amazingly, Fila sent me and my friend, and I sat courtside. It was the best experience. But so there's people that run and get balls, you know, like stray balls. There's literally... They're called ball people. You know, do you guys know what I'm talking about? Have you watched live tennis?
Ball people?
They're like wearing
it's like
Ralph
bat
Lauren
boys,
polos.
But for balls.
Yeah. And they run onto the court whenever like a ball's fallen, and they like run really, really fast
and
they grab it, and then they come back and then they just stand up. Like
there's
a
famous little video of a kid running way too fast and he runs directly into a wall. It's amazing.
Yeah. Actually, they run so fast. Yeah. It's crazy. So I don't get it.
I would play tennis if somebody would get my balls.
Yes.
Exactly. Because the worst part about tennis is having to chase after your ball when you're not good. Like me.
100%. That's why I have an instructor and you don't have to do any of that. It's the best. Or bring your own balls. So anyways, the I don't get it I wrote down is I was watching one at the U.S. Open who had glasses on. And I go, I don't get how people run with glasses. Like she didn't have to adjust it once. She was like,
that is actually very interesting.
And I was like, I could never do that. I would be like,
they must be really tight around her head.
Especially, yeah, if you have like sunscreen or anything on, they're so slippery. Whenever I'm like taking Dawson out of like, you know, whenever I'm chasing him around,
they're falling right
out of the car seat. It's always slipping off.
I don't get how people run with glasses.
Good.
It's
I don't get it.
Insane.
Very good. I don't get it.
She definitely
I don't know.
Probably has like those little stickies behind the ears.
Are those a thing?
Yeah. Oh, you mean like the little traction things?
Oh, I know you're talking about
the rubber.
Like,
the rubber.
Yeah.
Endings.
I always
yeah.
see those on like when you're in like, you know, the glasses that are sold for like a dollar at like yeah. random stores like CVS or the dollar
store. That's all
I
think
like
about.
Those always have the grip on it. Yeah. Maybe she's got the grip. Yeah. Maybe she's got the grip. Anyways, Ashley, I want to know.
Tell us about the U.S. Open. Like, what's it like? Because why is it such like a celebrity hotspot? Like, why is it a place to be every year?
I feel like it really popped off this year, especially, but it was, so I've been learning how to play tennis the last 2-3 years.
Yeah.
And I've never even watched live tennis. I just, being from Boca, you either play golf or tennis. And when I was little, I couldn't afford to play. So I was like, when I'm older, I'm going to take lessons. And so to me, I've always loved tennis. But when I went to the US Open, seeing live tennis, have you guys ever been to a hockey game and you're like, whoa, this is so fun, but you don't think about it like in real life or to watch it on TV? Like, mm-hmm. have you ever had that feeling?
Lauren, do you enjoy hockey when you go there more than a TV?
Do you watch?
Yeah, 100%. It's way better in person.
Isn't it
yeah.
so much fun yeah. in person?
Yeah. That's it's so loud and like, yeah, you can feel it. I mean, I don't know about tennis. I'm sure hearing them grunt in real life is really thrilling.
The tennis is just, well, because hockey, they have masks on. There's a team, kind of like mm-hmm. football, which is why I've always been more into basketball, because I could see their faces. Mm-hmm. There's five of them on each team. Mm-hmm. But tennis, there's just one person, and they're going back and forth, and it is electric, because you're like, oh my God, are they going to be, like, it's so like sensory, you know, like you're literally sitting on the edge of your seat and these are the best people. So they're going back and forth and sometimes it's falling. You hear everyone just go, ah. And like, mm-hmm. I think tennis in general, I think the US Open is just such a New York staple because it's been there forever. It's one of the only, thanks to Billie Jean King, one of the only tournaments where men and women take home the same prize money because she like fought for that.
Oh, cool. Which I think okay. So that's why she said, thank you, Billie.
Yeah. That's why she said, yeah. thank you, Billie. And then there's always, I think too, just someone who like loves fashion, I think tennis, polo and racing are probably the three most fashionable sports there are as far as like
actually wearing designer.
The, like you think yeah. of everyone who's like sponsored by Lacoste and Wilson mm-hmm. and Rolex. Polo, yeah. And it's just such a, that's why Anna Wintour is on the sideline, yeah. you know, like everyone just looks really cool. And the Honey Deuce, which is Grey Goose vodka, I think pink lemonade and raspberry shard. Mm-hmm. Ashley, you would love it.
Alex it's Earl was talking about drink. It.
It's a, and it has three circle honeydew melons on top. Mm-hmm. And it is the most
Kylie
delectable.
Was drinking it at the game.
Yeah, Kylie had it in her hand. Mm-hmm. I had one for the first time. You guys know I don't even really like drinking, but you do drink it so quick.
You do drink, like courtside. Even though it it doesn't feel like a drinking sporting event, you know?
Oh, yeah. The Honey Deuce is the most famous drink. And actually, I pulled up this meme that I sent my friend. Let me see if I can find it. But it is such a famous drink.
The drama, I mean, I don't remember any. I mean, I know Djokovic.
Everyone calls him Joker. Novak Djokovic.
I saw the hang up. Thing he did, the little like,
oh yeah, so he played, so I saw the men's semifinals, I think it was, which is between Tiafo and Ben Shelton, they're both from Florida, and Ben's like the new up and coming tennis guy, yeah. And so he played Djokovic before they went to the finals, okay. So no, that was the semifinals, and yeah, Novak like copied his like celebration.
Basically, it was like a big fuck you. Like I stole your celebration. It's kind of like when, I don't even know, like Cruz used to do like the cha-cha or whatever. It's like if someone scored on him and then they did the cha-cha.
But it's cool because it means
I never liked
Ben's
those moments.
Well, that, yeah. So everyone's like going crazy right now because that never happens in tennis. Like they never these little cheeky dances and
tennis
stuff.
Tennis is popping off. And I also think because of the strikes that like every celebrity went and was like sponsored by like Ralph Lauren or Hilfiger. But anyway, so in 2002, they sold 405,000 Honey Deuces, the drink, at $22 each, and made $8.9 million.
No way.
Like,
what year was that? Ashley, start selling at Audrey's.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Ashley, during the U.S. Open, you should sell Honey Deuces at Audrey's.
You should do it. Always.
Yeah.
You would love it.
Well, that's awesome.
Okay, anyway, wait, US Open, so cool. And Matthew McConaughey, I sent Ashley a video because Novak, when he won, hugged Matthew McConaughey before his coach. And I was like,
that's what I did. That's awesome. I didn't realize that.
That is amazing.
Okay, wait. Ashley and Lauren, there's a thing that you guys have to know before we talk about any sponsor on this podcast, which we all genuinely use and all genuinely love, but no one loves it more than Ashley Lauren's dad.
He brings on everything.
Loves the free stuff.
My Instagram ads, the podcast ads. So he just recently got a hold of the next Evo CBD. Lauren, what did it do? Get it delivered to mom and dad's and then he just started putting
it in
his body?
Dad was like, have you tried this new...
sleep support complex.
It was a gummy. It was a new sleep support gummy from next Evo. I'm like, yeah, dad, I take it all the time. He goes, best night's sleep of my life.
My
god, he's like, I got your mother on it now. So now they're all just sleeping amazing, and he just said how fast he fell asleep and he didn't have to toss and turn at all. And I was like, well, that's the point. It's fast absorbing. So now all the iKinetis are on board with this.
But he was like, I gave it to your mother, the way that he said it. He's like, and your mom's on it, and we're not taking the melatonin anymore.
Yeah
Honestly, if you have trouble sleeping, like, Next Evo is for you. It's so simple. I love their CBD gummies, and it contains 100% of the CBD listed on the label, which I didn't know if you guys know this, but some other CBD products don't. The gummies work really fast. So again, if you are like Dr. J, it absorbs in literally 10 minutes. And not only does it get into your body, the all-natural gummies absorb 4 times better than most oil-based products.
That's nice.
Because they have this smart sorb technology.
Cool. All right. Well, you guys, you can upgrade to natural solutions from Next Evo Naturals. If you go to nextevo.com, that is next, then evo.com, and use the promo code GETIT to get 25% off. That's 25% off at next, nextevo.com, promo code GETIT.
Wait, I had another U.S. Open question, but I can't remember it.
I will say it's hot as balls, and I don't know how people live in New York. That humidity is like, until it turns nighttime, like when I was watching the girl matches before the guy match, it's hot as hell. It's so
New
sticky.
York summer is really intense.
Yeah. I wish U.S. Open was in L.A.
I just want to say, I remember what I was going to say about the U.S. Open. Just a little tea. Another example of one of the relationships I was always the adorer that never really came to fruition. I posted on my story, like, my family was having like a fucking barbecue if you wanted to come, because my dad was like, invite everyone you know because we have too much food. So I just like did it. And then he came out of the woodwork and he just said, oh, so like I'm invited. I go, yeah, so is your girlfriend, because he has a girlfriend now.
Yeah.
Like a little cheeky, like, you know, like, yeah, like bring your girlfriend. And then he goes, oh, okay, I'll let her know. We just have to get back together, though. Like, telling me, like, he's not with her anymore.
No.
Literally.
Wait, we just have to get back
together. I'll let her know, but we just have to get back together.
Got it.
In order to bring her. And I was like, oh, so you guys, like, I just left it at that. I didn't say anything else. I was like, so you guys broke up and you're just trying to let me know that for some fucking reason?
Right.
The next day, or whatever, he's at the fucking
US Open. He brings her to the US Open with her.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That is so this guy. Like, I know who you're talking about, and it's so this guy to pretend like it's.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm just like, men are trash. No, I'm just kidding. Not all men are trash. No, I'm kidding. But I'm just saying that he is fucking him.
He's
just say that and expect me not to see this, you know?
No, that's so liar. Annoying.
Anyway, so I thought that's what I remember about the US Open. That's what gave me a bad taste in my mouth.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, on the topic.
Okay. So, do you want to talk about what I want to talk to you about? Your like spiritual retreat.
Yeah. So I went to Esalen, and everyone needs to go. I've talked about it before when I went like 4 or 5 years ago, but there's no cell service. Honestly, being offline is the new luxury. Like having cell service for 4 days, you're like so present, so in the moment. The massages are world renowned, and they like train 3 months for these massages, and I was talking to a couple people, and like, well, you kind of get aroused. They don't use muscles. They use like gravity. So it's more like leaning and like a dance. And they use like full body strokes. So I think just it feels mm-hmm. more sexual. And okay. I like, fucking love it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they have the hot springs, like I was telling you, that are open 24 hours. You can like see the stars at night. Everyone's naked in the hot springs.
See, and no, so thank I you. Met... Never again. Never. No. Actually, you are just naked with other people that you don't know in there.
Like, I'm totally fine seeing women naked and going to the hot springs, but like some dangly it's balls. No, thanks.
It's not weird at all. I promise.
I and know, so, like, this is where we differ and we can, like, respect our differences, but, like, fucking no. I have never been naked around anyone who's not, like, I haven't been romantically involved with, like, that's to a extensive degree, okay? There's three people who have seen me naked.
That's crazy to me. See, I just think we all have,
as an adult,
like, tits, vagina, penises, ass, so I'm like, it's all... We all have the same thing. It's like such a non.
Is it a mandatory thing to be naked?
No, but like everyone just isn't. It's not weird because you want to soak in the sulfur baths. There's an awesome picture of Steve McQueen in one of the Esalen tubs, which is really cool. Anyway, so this leads me to what I wanted to tell you guys. Okay. So I'm in the showers naked and this guy walks in and I want to say he was like 60 maybe.
Oh,
so like AJ McLean vibes, like literally AJ McLean personified in another human being, okay, but a little older. And he was like an Aries and I was like laughing so hard because I was like, if we ever hang out outside of this and people ask us how we met, like you're the first person I've ever met naked.
Like, that's very funny.
And he was like laughing so hard. Anyway, so he actually lives here in LA in Malibu and he's like, we should take a walk on the beach sometime. And then I was talking to my friend Jesse yesterday about a couple guys that I'm talking to right now. And I didn't realize that one is in their 30s, one's in their 40s, one's in their 50s. And this guy that I met in the shower is 60.
So you're getting the wide spectrum here.
It's really crazy.
60s is your dad.
But you know what's really funny, Ashley, is like I think I'm skewing older now. Like
I've always skewed older.
No, it's not true. Last year I dated a 25-year-old.
I know, but we were like on a good track there because he adored you.
Yeah, that was. But that was what it was, and we knew what that was. This is like, I just feel really open right now.
Well,
I'm
if
like,
a 6-year-old should adore her too, you know,
100%. We have to go with extremes.
Yeah. So it's the 30 and 40 to 50-year-old. Before it gets weird.
Yeah.
So I guess what we're saying is date a 20 or 60-year-old.
Exactly. It's the only way to be adored. No.
Anyway, so I had to share that with you guys. I thought that was really funny. And
I have a great visual of this man. I think he's hot.
Yeah, it's really funny. We've been sending each other voice notes. I don't know if I'm like into it like that, Ashley, but I'm just sharing that I'm very open and I'm like, yeah, of course I'll go on a walk on the beach with you. Why not? I'm like dating right now. But as you guys know, there's a guy in his 50s that I recently went on a date with.
And we all really like. And I also can't believe that he's 50. Like, he looks so much younger.
Yeah, looks great. The communication, like, texting someone at my age who like isn't as like they don't text in between dates.
Mm-mm.
And that is so anxiety inducing to me. And that's not every 50-year-old, because this 60-year-old guy is sending me like so many voice memos. So maybe the 50-year-old is just really not that into me, and TBD, I guess we'll find out soon. But it's
I really
just
want
so,
him to be into her though.
It's because, so like, interesting that it's like not, I don't know, now, it's not a thing.
I feel like you have a lot of voice note like companions. Initiate the voice notes, or is this like a new way of talking?
I love that you asked me that. So I was working with my coach Rachel, and she realized through working with me and being more in my feminine, she's an intimacy coach, but it's more about like intimacy within yourself. Mm-hmm. She's like a life coach. So she came to the hypothesis that you guys would probably agree with, that I agree with, that like I am actually not Naz in text, every time I'm texting a guy that I am romantically interested, it's like my body shuts down. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. I'm extremely overthinking. I don't know what's right. I don't know what's wrong. It's like I completely become not Naz Perez. It's honestly astounding. It's like I leave my body and someone's like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Doing voice memos?
No, when she's texting. Like you're going to overthink every period. Is this going to come across properly?
Okay, sorry, I overthink everything.
The voice memos, I'm like, hi, I had too much to say through text, so I thought I'd send you a voice message, and these are so awkward with these things, so like I don't know how to communicate via voice message.
Yeah, but do you see how you
to myself basically?
Do you see how endearing and like charming and like amazing that is though to hear that? Like the three of us are talkers in general. Like we have a podcast, so I decided that even over voice notes, Lauren, that I'm going to be the girl that stands out and calls guys.
No, I love that.
And
I
love it because
that.
Then I don't have anxiety about waiting for a text. I'm not like, did he see this? Did he respond? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
I love that.
Lauren,
and then
always,
like, used to tell me
I
to
always
call.
Used to say,
because, like, just call. Because then they could get back to you. Like if they don't call back within 3 hours, they're doing something. You can always blame it on something else. They're not in a space where they can talk. And then the voice notes, you kind of say the same thing. Like, oh, I'll listen to that when I get home and I'll respond when I have the time rather than like, you know, he could have just texted something and
yeah.
Just
and if
too
they
much.
Keep it, not they don't always keep it, but if they keep it, it'll say kept. So that you kind of have a little bit of a red receipt, even if they don't have one.
Yeah, except I never want to remind a guy about how annoying my voice is.
Your voice isn't annoying.
Yeah, it is. It's like, oh, that's right. She sounds like a dude.
Well, I used to feel that way, but now I I'll talk a little slower.
No, I like Naz's voice. Naz, I think, has a seductive voice, even though people have.
Yeah.
No.
Even though we got that notorious message once that'll stay with us forever. Ashley, Naz, maybe you guys are single because you sound. Because you guys sound, you have deep voices.
That's so funny. I think you and Lauren have a way sexier voice.
Sometimes
than I do.
When I hear girls,
mine's like a guy.
No.
Like when I get like this, I'm like, ew. That's
you don't get like that. That's
I
not
feel like I
always
pronounce
always
words like Kermit the Frog.
No, you guys have sexy voices.
But whenever I hear girls with like higher voices or softer voices, I'm like, oh, how does it feel to never command a room? You know?
Yeah.
Is that rude?
I often think about that, sadly, in my profession.
Yeah.
Right, Ashley? Like
the girls
with what
have
we
deeper
do.
Voices. Yeah.
Yeah, when you have higher voices, because a lot is contingent upon people listening to the words you're saying to know where you're taking them, whether you're asking a question or interviewing or hosting. Yeah. And it's kind of hard for me to follow someone if like their voice doesn't resonate with me.
I know.
No
one can choose their voice.
You guys, I can't even tell you how beautifully luxurious I've been waking up every morning with Hatch. I have the Hatch Restore 2. It is the greatest like alarm clock, meditation machine, light in my room. Number one, it's so aesthetically pleasing. Two, you can pick different settings. So at night, I know the three of us have talked about this before, but I love listening to pink noise while I sleep and you can adjust the volume really easily. You can also set your alarm from the app on your phone. I'm literally so obsessed with this product, but my favorite thing about it is that I wake up to forest sounds.
So nice.
Instead of like the I used to use another product that I won't mention as an alarm clock because I never have my phone near me. But Hatch has been like the ultimate hack because I wake up to like sounds of birds and I literally feel
like
Snow White.
Not like an abrupt thing. Like every time my alarm goes off, my heart races so fast and I get like so scared. So like a nice gentle little like ease way into the morning is so much nicer.
It's basically a sophisticated sound machine. It's a light and alarm clock and it is just beautifully designed for your bedside table. Just trust me, like look it up online. It's amazing.
It's actually engineered so that it teaches your body when it's time to sleep and when it's time to rise with the light and sound cues. And it coaches you. I think Naz really probably likes this. It coaches you through meditations and mindfulness exercises that can transform the time before and after sleep into restful rituals.
Yes, friends. So right now, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of a Hatch Restore 2. And guess what? You get free shipping at hatch.co/get it. So you can sleep deeply. You can wake up gently with the Restore 2. Go to hatch.co/get it to get $20 off and free shipping. That's hatch.co/get it. But I love that we're on the topic of voices. I will tell you guys, because I've sent Ashley some voice notes that I've gotten from one of the guys I'm talking to. But I didn't realize how much voices turn me on and can turn me off. Like, that's why I love sending voice memos, because even hearing their voice is kind of a turn on.
Yeah.
Do you guys not send voice notes to Hunter or Jared?
No, I don't. I've never sent a voice note to Jared.
If I'm like driving, possibly.
Yeah, just driving.
I've never received one from him.
I'm just thinking of like I ever like was into a guy who I didn't like their voice.
Ashley, have you ever dated someone whose voice you were like?
Well, you know, like dating is, I don't have a big encyclopedia of men.
Do you know who
right
I think of, Ashley? Do you know who I think of? And I didn't even know this guy's voice. The guy that took you out on Valentine's Day and had a coupon for the popcorn.
Yeah, he I didn't want to know his voice. Not okay.
His voice not okay. I have voicemails saved from people. I can actually play one. That'll be fun.
You guys, we are going to listen to this voice and we're going to cut out the voice because obviously probably not allowed. But then Naz and I are going to respond to what the voice does to us. Okay. And Naz doesn't even know like what this person ever has sounded like.
Okay.
So
this
she
is
can,
fun, actually.
She doesn't even know who it is.
Okay.
So like we're going to see how she reacts. Okay. Well, fuck. Now I love him too.
First of all, I would absolutely keep that voicemail or that voice message because he said, I love you multiple times.
Yeah.
And yeah, but I don't know if his voice does it.
All right. Here we go.
For me,
got
but it
one.
Didn't, but I'm not repulsed by it. Like I would definitely go on a date with him.
I don't think he sounds like that in person. I think he sounds different on your recording.
Interesting.
Okay. That's it.
Let me know what the deal is. Are you
literally?
That's like everyone's
like
message to Lauren. Let me know what the deal is. Are you alive?
He sounds more like a bro in those than I normally think.
Can I play you guys? Okay, Andrea, definitely take this out because I am, as you guys know, presently dating people, and we've seen this go awry for me whenever I like expose people on the podcast. So I'm very protective, but I want to just play you guys it, and then you could share your thoughts publicly on the podcast. Let me just think of
no. I had an immediate response to no.
Lauren did, but like, wait, Lauren. I just think he sounds so way more like rock star.
Yeah, like
than
he sounds
looks.
Like right, continue McQueen. Play.
Oh,
is that
listen.
Him?
Yeah.
That's the AJ guy?
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't sure who we were listening to.
Yeah, Ashley,
oh
got
my god,
it.
he sounds like AJ.
Yeah,
it's
like he smoked his whole life.
Yeah.
A six-year-old would say the time of day he's calling.
Hi, it's January 3rd around 1 p.m. and just write this down on your notepad by your phone.
No, he's actually really cool, but you don't think that's sexy? I think that voice is sexy.
No, it's
and not
fine.
Bro-y.
I just didn't. Yeah, it's fine.
It's like
a man. Yeah,
but it sounds like a man who's trying to be younger than he is.
I think he just has a youthful spirit, obviously, or I wouldn't have been like even remotely like humanly attracted, you know? Mm-hmm. Like
Yeah.
Naz, what would your dad act like if you got serious with this 60-year-old and then he was the one that you brought home and introduced to your parents?
My dad would freak the fuck out. He would freak the fuck out. But I've already known that, like, this is a little different than how you guys are, I think, but my parents and I are so different on so many levels, like when it comes to values and things we like, that like when I meet someone I love, like I will first really solidly build that and then be like, I'm introducing you to my person and whether you like them or not, I don't care.
I feel like that's normal.
And I wish it wasn't like that way. I'd love to be more traditional and be like, hey, what do you guys think about this guy I'm really into? But we're just so different that like I couldn't like continge upon that for the person I end up with.
So on this season of The Bachelor, Lauren, did you finish the season?
No.
Lauren. Okay. So in the
did anyone?
I loved this season. I really did. It was the
Who
first
was the
time
Bachelorette?
In a while.
Isn't that so sad? I don't even know.
Charity. So I love Charity. Okay. She was my favorite lead for quite some time.
I saw that you posted that since Claire and Tayshia.
Claire and Tayshia. So it's been 3 years. And 3 years? 4 years. Almost four years. That's crazy.
Terrifying.
Oh, wait. No. 3 years, because Jared and I were a year married.
Yeah, they were 2020 with Claire and Tayshia.
Yeah. So, okay. She has this scene in the finale where she meets, like, her family meets the guys, and she's mm-hmm. like, takes her mom outside, and she's like, Mom, tell me who to pick. She's tell me who do you like most. I need you to help me here.
Wow. I couldn't be more opposite than Charity.
It was so me that I feel I just would like what need her to mom know say? What mom and dad were saying. Like, I would need to know who they'd want me to pick.
Did her mom pick for her?
No. She was like, Charity, this is up to you. Like, I'm not helping you here.
Wow.
So, Ashley, if your parents weren't like super fond of Jared, you wouldn't have married him, even though you would, you're in love with him.
If it was Jared, that being
him. It's Jared. Well, I just don't think that it would fit in my life because, like, my family is so, it's like, such we're an so integral active. Part of your life.
Yeah.
So I just, like, think overall, it just wouldn't, like, it wouldn't make work. A lot of sense.
I agree. Do you feel the same way, Lauren, even though you guys have the same parents?
No, I don't think so. I would. I mean,
I've always dated
someone
that
they didn't really like. I would be okay with them not being super fond of my person. I would be able to survive.
But, like, how is that since you and I are both just as
intertwined? Honestly, as long as Ashley works with him, I feel.
Yeah, because that's hard because you and Ashley are always.
Yeah, because we're really always going to be intertwined. Yeah. My parents don't have to be, like, hanging out with us all the time. Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
Wow, can you talk about
that's a lot of with great power comes great responsibility.
But I also don't think I would ever pick somebody who you guys didn't like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Lauren's
always.
No, but
I'm saying if Lauren liked someone that you didn't like, that would be a huge problem for Lauren.
If Lauren was with somebody who didn't
get along with you, that would
it's pretty much like Hunter's actually probably the first person that, like, from the get-go, I was, like, able to, like, actually, well, the man whose voice we heard. We got along. Mm-hmm. Then the other man that we've heard about this podcast that went to the U.S. Open, I also liked him.
Yeah.
But I guess as far as, like, committed relationships, Hunter is the only one that I've really, like, approved of.
That's amazing.
It's very nice.
Our next partner is AG1, the daily foundational nutritional supplement that supports whole body health. I drink it most days. I gave AG1 a try because, like, well, I saw so many people talking about it from TV. You know, Hoda loves it. Hoda talks about it all the time. Have you ever been on the Today Show when Hoda was talking about her AG1?
I haven't, but I love Hoda. Literally, if Hoda told me to, like, get rid of all my clothes and wear yellow, like, I would do it. That was really dumb, but, like, I would do anything she said.
She's such a voice
of authority, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, if she's doing it, I gotta do it. And I'm doing it most days. I really have to ramp it up and make sure that I do it every single day. I like to drink it first thing in the morning. It's best to do it before you eat anything. It just, like, absorbs the best in that sense. And I like to do it on ice. It just makes it taste the best to me as well. But I really need to do it every single day because I remember I was working with a nutritionist when I got off birth control and spironolactone the first time. Mm-hmm. Well, if you look at the AG1 ingredients, you'll see that a lot of the ingredients are things that she suggested. So gotta really make it a part of my everyday.
For me, it's just two things. Affordable, because I don't have to buy, like, a million different things when I go to, like, Whole Foods or Erewhon now or even on Amazon. It's like, just I just have to buy one thing now that is going to help have probiotics for my gut health. It's going to have adaptogens, literally everything in one scoop of powder. Like, and it saves you time. Anything that'll save me time where I don't have to add 20 steps to my morning routine makes my life so much easier. So again, it's just one scoop in the morning. You would be so silly to not try AG1, especially because Hoda loves it. So.
Oh, I also have just one more thing to say. Yes. A lot of your vitamins and supplements, you, like, have to take, if you take it pill form, you have to eat something with it and you need to make sure that that's enough so you don't feel sick on it. But, like, with AG1, it's a drink and it doesn't make you feel, makes you feel good. It makes you feel really energized.
Mm. Yes. So if you're looking for a simpler, effective investment for your health, try AG1 and get 5 free AG1 travel packs and a free 1-year supply of vitamin D with your first purchase. So go to drinkag1.com/get it. That's drinkag1.com/get it. Check it out. Okay, let's move on here. It's getting a little too much about me. Naz, can you talk about your Enneagram that you did?
Wait. I want to send, I kind of want to save it for the next podcast. Okay. So we can all talk. We can about all take all a test. So can I, it's like 10, 11 questions. Can I send you guys the quiz I took? That way all of us took the same one for next week. But I'm a four and it made me fucking understand myself.
What's the name of the four?
I thought I was a four level. Too,
but... you probably are a four, Ashley. That's probably why we're friends.
But the wait, what is it? Aren't there like a name? It's called the individualist. Is
so there's the nine energies. We all have all nine, but you have one dominant energy. Mm. And oh my God, I can't wait to go. We should do a whole Enneagram podcast because that would be fascinating. Yeah. I'm really curious to see which one you guys are, but I'll save it. But it made me understand myself because the core motivation is literally to be authentically yourself and be unique. Like that's the motivation of a four. And I never realized why I got so triggered going on bachelorette parties where they're like, everyone wear pink. And I would literally like cry, or when I had to submit clothes for approval to a network to wear on television. Like it made me, it was so triggering for me, like really badly, where I was like, am I a fucking brat? And then I learned at Esalen that I was a four, and I was like, no wonder this is like such a, like, I'm like, I'm not going to bachelorette parties anymore, because like I literally just want to be myself.
You were triggered very much by what they told you to wear on TV. Interesting.
It's really like on a fundamental level, like is painful for me. And I didn't, now
being
I know
a bridesmaid is just not for you.
It's not, it really isn't. Like I can't. And when people are like, you have to wear this, I hate it. It'd be different if someone's like, everyone's wearing black to the wedding, wear whatever you want, but I still have freedom. But if people are like, you have to wear this dress, I literally can't do it. I hate it so much.
I get that.
I feel that.
I hate it.
And
I will say I'm shopping for dresses now for, I'm sure this is like such a single girl thing, but I'm shopping for dresses now for a wedding I'm going to. And every fucking dress I like is like white, beige, off-white. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is so annoying.
But it's like so many restrictions. Like apparently you can't wear red. You can't wear,
red.
Yeah, that's a real thing. You can't wear red.
I wear red. I've worn red to my friends.
They say
wedding.
It takes too much attention away. It's too bright of a color.
That's See, this is so anti-four that like I don't even invite me to your wedding. Like you're literally not even letting me be myself.
No, I just you're not insinuating that you would want to wear a white, would you? Because that would be wrong.
No.
No, but like there is, okay, so there is this dress I love. I'll send you guys a picture of it. Can tell me if you guys think I can wear this to the welcome dinner. Oh, it's wow. It's like gray. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Lauren one time wore that light blue dress and she got shit from the bride about it.
Oh my God, Lauren, I remember that.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
It was definitely light blue. Like everybody knew it was light blue. I saw it in person, but in the pictures.
I took a screenshot of the dress online and it says, the color says light blue.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even think about it, but she goes, when I think back on my wedding day, I think about you ruining it.
Well, well, I'll just say this. You're lying. Say it. You know, my... wore straight up fucking white to Shannon's wedding.
No.
Yeah. And everyone was talking about
it. Is she okay?
And then at our wedding, Troy was like, if I see her wearing white, I'm going to take her out of the audience and I'm going to put her in another dress.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Yeah, it was really bizarre.
Really bizarre.
Wait, that I would never do, but I will say it's annoying because most dresses that, especially for my skin tone, are like lighter colors. And I don't always want to wear yellow and red to a wedding, you know? Like sometimes I want to be like in a muted color.
But why are there so many pink dresses out there? Everything's pink. I'm like,
I was thinking about this yesterday. Why? I mean, I really truly want to know, is anyone's favorite color pink? Like, or you just say it because you want to be girly? Like, you're telling me that your favorite color to look at, your favorite color to look at is pink.
Ashley, well, we know if they say their favorite color is pink, they say pink.
Yeah, I know.
If your favorite color is pink, you say it's pink.
Pink. Can you guys look at your text?
I think it's a little too close, dude.
God fucking damn it. That's so annoying.
It's so pretty. Like, but it looks like a bride. That's what she would wear on her rehearsal.
Oh, yeah. You can't wear that. I'm so sorry.
Welcome dinner.
But it's fucking awesome.
See, this is why I don't want to go to anyone's wedding ever again. I'm done.
She looks really good. This on Whitney.
Yeah.
She looks really good.
Sorry, you can't wear that. But I also, like, I'm still not over the you can wear black to a wedding thing. Like, I know that obviously people wear black all the time. They even, like, consider it, like, you should wear black because it's elegant, formal.
You don't like it?
But, like, I don't know.
I just feel like you can wear black any other day, but I've done it all the time. I don't know.
I've never done it, and I like even didn't really want people to do it at my own wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I didn't care, and lots of people wore black. I wasn't going to, like, put out a thing that said, don't wear black, but, like, some people were texting me. They're like, would you rather me wear this or a black dress? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, definitely the color, please.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can I?
You don't want to, like, look out into the audience and see, like, black because, you know, obviously, it's the quote, like, traditional way of thinking is, like, black is not appropriate at a wedding because it looks like a funeral.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. I think, well, especially when you tell people it's black tie, I think most people's heads go to, let me wear something black.
Totally.
Actually. I love that you said that, though, because one thing I realized when I was at Esalen learning about the Enneagram was, and I think my friends do this because they know I love fashion, but I need to be better at expressing that I don't like to be asked this and that it triggers me, but I just kind of like recluse. But when I've gone to weddings, all my friends that have been brides are like, oh, what are you wearing? And it makes me feel like I have to get something approved.
And the brides ask you this?
Yeah. But maybe it's out of excitement. Like, I'm not going to project. Maybe it's like, oh, Naz, what are you wearing? You know? But it actually triggers that same thing I feel when I'm going on TV where it's like, well, I just want to wear what I want. And I don't care if you like it or not. Like, I'm not going to go out and buy something different.
Yeah.
But that just reminded me of that, Ashley, because you said people were asking you. And I actually don't want a fucking chair.
I feel like 90% they're probably asking you. Well, I think they're asking you because they want to know what you're wearing. Like, to make sure it's appropriate for the wedding.
Really?
Slash maybe not to
upstage you because they probably are like, this is so pretty. Upstage her. Worried.
Yeah.
But that's what I have zero tolerance for. Cause that's such a scarcity mindset. Like if you come from the mindset of like, I don't want anyone to steal my moment. Like you're an idiot. I think like if I had a wedding, I would literally want every person to dress in the best thing they've ever worn in their life.
Yeah.
And I would never feel like anyone was stealing anything from me.
Right.
So I feel like that's an inside job that has nothing to do with you.
And not everyone is as confident.
I know. Now learning more than I'm a four. I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't do it anymore.
Lauren, I think that you in the pale blue dress, I think that she wouldn't have made it a big deal. Or
that's
really
exactly what everyone around said. So they were like, if you were not you, she wouldn't care. I don't know. Interesting. So that's it. Now I'm just going to jump right in and say another I don't get it that I had this week. And we'll finish it up. It's very simple. What do you consider to be a truck? Naz, do you have a truck or a car? Because I'm so sick of these bitches being like, oh, it's my truck. I'm like, that is a car. Okay.
I have an SUV. Actually, that's so funny. You're right. I have an SUV, but because it's a Jeep, I think I call it a...
Do you know it's a Jeep?
You know what I call it? I call it a Jeep. I think it's not even a Jeep, it's a whole other thing.
Kind of.
A Jeep is its own species.
Okay.
Especially like a true Naz's. Four.
So, like, what's a car that? Okay, so, I don't know. Like, it's like a Toyota 4Runner. Okay, it's like a bigger SUV.
Yeah.
Would you say, oh, my purse is in my truck, my car, or my SUV?
I feel like a truck is like the back is open. That is a truck to
That's me. What I consider to be a truck. You like, have to have an exposed...
A hatchback? What's it called?
No,
what's that open back called?
It's called the bed.
A truck.
The bed. Truck bed.
You have to have the bed.
Somebody who has a truck and a large SUV, I would never refer to the SUV as a truck.
I say my car. Yes, it's a car.
Yeah.
But I think like 50% of people go, I park my truck outside. I look outside. It's like a fucking RAV4. And I'm like,
never the RAV4.
No.
And when a guy's like, I'll pick you up in my truck. Yes. It's like, no, this could be a mom car.
People, I brought my truck today. I'm like, this is simply an infinity. I don't know. Like, I don't understand. If you drive,
I don't get it, Lauren.
If you drive one with a truck bed and you pick up things like wood and lumber, then you have a truck, and that's that. And that's my stance.
So funny. I fucking love it. Well, guys, thanks for tuning into the I Don't Get It podcast. A lot of fun. I don't get it. Please DM us on Instagram. Let us know.
All right. See you.
We love you. Are you the adorer or the adored?
I couldn't help but wonder.
We can definitely elaborate on this next podcast because I think we'll have more thoughts on it afterward.
Okay, I'm excited to take it because I think I already know what I am.
We could totally have applied it to Sex and the City too and all those relationships.
Oh yeah, we didn't talk.
That'll be next week because we also need to talk about the finale of all the whole season.
A year later.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Make notes.
Okay, bye. Love you guys.
I don't get it. Podcast.